What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to?
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Things cancel or continue these, quote, American things.
Okay, so I have to choose whether we should cancel it or continue it?
Right.
Okay,
I
like that.
Is it cancelable or continuable? So having mac
cancelable,
cancelable or continuable, having mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
Oh, are you kidding? If there's no mac and cheese, there's no Thanksgiving for me. Like if I walk in and mac and cheese is not on the menu, turn around, going home. Bye. See you Christmas.
It wasn't my whole life that we had mac and cheese on the menu, but I think in the past, I don't know, decade. Mm-hmm. The parents have brought it in. So now it's part of Thanksgiving.
So, yeah, that's the time of year. It's an excuse to eat it. I mean, I don't eat it the rest of the year. I'm like, oh, it's too fattening. I can't have it. But Thanksgiving, it's like calorie free. Game on. Bring it all.
Yeah. 77% said continue it. 23% cancel it. Putting melted butter on popcorn.
Well, what else is supposed to put on?
Well, I mean, it's more fattening when you put the butter on it. So should we cancel it or continue it?
I'm supposed to eat dry popcorn and what, choke on it?
Okay,
I better have somebody with me that knows the Heimlich maneuver.
You're saying continue it.
Yeah, got to continue it. It's got to slide down my throat easy. Butter helps that.
Yeah, because when I went to the movie theater, I got the popcorn and I walked up to the butter thing and I said, should I do this or not? Yeah, got to do it.
No, I air pop my own popcorn here because you know how cheap I am. Mm-hmm. And it's so dry that I always end up melting butter and then drizzling butter on it. Yeah, please.
So like real butter. Like, you're putting real butter on it.
Well, you know me. I use the earth balance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but still, it's you know my version of butter.
Sweet potatoes with marshmallows. Cancel it or continue it?
You know, it's one of those traditional things. You can't cancel it if it's a thing in your family. Mm-hmm. I just made sweet potatoes for the family for tomorrow. We don't do marshmallows because it's just too much sugar. Everybody that's in my family, everyone's trying to lose weight. Everybody's trying to be skinny. I don't even use sugar anymore. I'm using maple syrup. Mm-hmm. So it's not that they're anti-marshmallow. It's just that they save that stuff for dessert.
60% said cancel it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's weird. I think it's because you have like a food and then a dessert mixed together. I don't think it's good. I've never been a fan of that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you grew up and where you grew up. That was something when I was a kid. And then when I was a teenager, they stopped. They were like, oh, finally, no more marshmallows.
The Electoral College.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people want to cancel that. Well, it's weird, the Electoral College, because if you remember, the big issue that we've had with it over the past few elections, not just the last one, but, you know, states are getting bigger, states are getting smaller, things are changing. It was originally set forth that everybody was represented. That was the idea. If it was a big, giant state, you needed more people, mm-hmm. Small state, less people. But as the states number of people changes. I mean, okay, here's a good example. Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. The entire banking industry moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. There are so many more people in North Carolina now than there were when North Carolina was first invented.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, Electoral College is problematic.
Yeah, I'm for canceling it because I just want the popular vote to win. That just makes sense. You don't have to, because every 4 years we have to go down what it is, how it works, how many votes you need. Just make it popular. And we can understand that. I got a vote. It goes towards me.
No, I think there's got to be something in the middle. Like the popular vote's not going to work because that means that California is always going to dominate over Rhode Island. Like people in Rhode Island are going to be like, screw this. Why vote? We're so tiny here.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be like an algorithm or something where it's like per this many people, but not the Electoral College as we have it now, because it's completely inaccurate.
Yeah, we're 2 years away from being told about it all over again. So yeah. It's going to happen soon. Okay. Fraternities and sororities. Cancel. Cancel? You say cancel.
100% cancel.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, you know, I went to a school that was really big. The Greek system was huge there. And I'm telling you, it isolated people. And there were always like, people were getting too drunk. There was always 911 being called. People would pass out. They would do rushing. You know how they like,
right.
They rush.
Get you at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. And they make you do stupid stuff. Like, no, I say 100% cancel it. It is so problematic. It's a hierarchy. There's so much bullying that goes on. It is so antiquated. We do not need a fraternity and sorority system anymore. Yeah, we don't need it.
73% of people agree with you. They say cancel
good.
It. Get rid of
good.
It.
Good. Stupid.
Tipping. Should we continue it or cancel it? I think now it's the time to get rid of it. And pay the people what
exactly,
they deserve.
I was going to say, if the restaurants and any situation that people need to be tipped, if the amount of money that they're given is going to be sublimated by their salaries, then yeah. Or include the tip in the price. So if I go out to eat, I just went to a restaurant the other day with some friends and the tip was included.
Oh,
so we didn't have to worry. Yeah, we didn't have to worry about the tip. It was already in there. So I was like, all right, cool.
It's like the Prego. It's in there. pennies. Should we cancel it or continue them?
Cancel them. We don't need pennies.
Yeah, we're done with pennies. I mean, it's just a pain in the ass now.
Pennies are only used to insult waiters.
Right, because they don't need them. We don't need them. They don't buy anything.
Your service sucked. Here's 5 cents. Here's 6 cents.
Gender reveal parties.
Oh, cancel those. That's the stupidest thing in the world. Oh, my God. And, you know, and then again, here's the thing. A lot of people are saying, like, you should not assign a gender to a child until the child tells you what gender they are. So those people would like them canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's a lot of people that feel like there's only two genders. You're born either male or female. But yeah, the whole gender reveal thing, I don't like it because it's such a look at me situation. It's like, so let me get this straight. I got to go to your wedding and give you a wedding gift. I went to your engagement party, gave you an engagement gift. I went to your bridal shower. I went to your bachelorette party. And now you want another gift for me for a gender reveal? And then there's the baby shower. Like, what, am I made of money?
I have to give you presents when the baby comes too.
Yeah. Yeah. What, am I made of money? No. No more gender reveal parties. That's so stupid. And think about all the people that were like killed during gender reveal parties. Dumb.
They deserved it.
So stupid.
I don't know why this made the list, but this is the last one. And people voted on it. Ranch dressing. Should we continue it or cancel it?
What would we do without ranch dressing?
I don't know. 22%.
How you gonna eat your wings?
22% of people said cancel it. Just don't order it.
Right. Exactly. Nobody's forcing it on you. It's not like the Electoral College where it exists whether you like it or not. You don't have to have ranch dressing.
Yeah, because when they give you wings, they say, do you want a side of ranch dressing? You can just say no. I'm afraid of it.
No, I'll have blue cheese. Yeah.
So, but 22% of people said, fuck ranch dressing. Get rid of it.
Wow.
It's not good.
Kind of militaristic.
You go right around the world with me.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You ever want to know what really goes on or went on in the Playboy Mansion when Hef was around?
I have my ideas.
But that's the thing. We all have our ideas. You know, Playboy is such a big part of our culture, always has been. Hugh Hefner died in 2017, and his antics are legendary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Playboy is kind of still around. But what's really interesting is everybody who lived in the Playboy Mansion, all the Playboy bunnies, have all signed these ironclad non-disclosure agreements, an NDA. But for some reason, this one Playboy playmate named Jenna Bentley, she's talking. She's talking.
Because he's dead and nobody's going to enforce it. And there's barely a Playboy anymore anyway.
Right. But I guess technically the lawyers there probably could sue her. Mm-hmm. She's saying as much as she can say without saying it. And there are certain things that she did say that were not part of her NDA that she's been telling us, which I think are kind of interesting. So when Jenna Bentley was 18, she went to live in the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
There's the main mansion where Hef lived with, you know, his girls next door, the E story, you know, the three girls, whatever. But then there was a separate house that all these other girls lived. In that house, curfew was 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You are not allowed to have a boyfriend. You can't have a boyfriend at all. You can't flirt with boys. It could be no boys in your life whatsoever. You are dedicated to the life of the Playboy Mansion. No boyfriends allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was interesting. She said they had something, this phone that they call the Dial-A-Dream phone, that any time of the morning, you could just pick it up and ask for whatever you want. Like if you want McDonald's fries at 3 a.m, somebody goes and gets them for you.
Like the president.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
But at the Playboy Mansion, which I think is interesting, she said that she has never slept with Hef because she was only 18 when she moved in. But she did catch him in an orgy with 4 other people. Like she showed up and there was Hef. She couldn't say who he was with. Apparently, it was some famous people involved in this orgy.
Mm-hmm.
But she does admit to having sex with tons of celebrities. She's not allowed to say who, but she said, trust me, I had sex with a lot of celebrities
David
during
Spade.
The time.
Then Pauly Shore,
mm-hmm, right, else
was
right.
Always at the Playboy Mansion. Ralph Macchio, he was there all the time.
Right.
I guarantee those three.
Well, what's interesting is the National Enquirer did a deeper dive into this, and they said that Matthew Perry used to be one of the guys that was always there, and he would just, you know, like the, you can have an orgy, you could just mm-hmm. kind of order a girl like you're ordering food kind of thing. And the worst perpetrator was Leonardo DiCaprio. They said that he would just show up in a limo, go into this Playboy Mansion, the separate house where the girls are, and just choose 4 or 5 girls and be like, you're coming with me tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, it's crazy. Owen Wilson supposedly was great in bed, so whenever he showed up, all the Playboy bunnies wanted to sleep with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Maher talks about being at the Playboy Mansion a lot. He was sort of really tight with Hef. But apparently, so he had this one Playboy playmate that was kind of like his go-to girl. But when he found out that she was also a stripper, she said he was very uncomfortable about that. And he's more conservative than people thought. He didn't go there to like get laid like mm-hmm. everybody else did. He was one of the celebrities that like actually went to hang out and party and have a good time.
Wow. I can imagine what went on in that little house.
I know.
It had to be crazy.
I know. That grotto was like 40% sperm and 60% water.
Yeah, because somebody just bought that mansion and I think they paid like $10 million for it. And they made Los Angeles put it on the never tear down list. So it's always going to be there.
Landmark status.
Right.
Yeah. What I would do if I bought the Playboy Mansion, the first thing I'd do is I'd bring in a forensics team and I would just do DNA tests everywhere.
Like,
I want
to
know. Oh, I want to know. I want to know who was here. Yeah. Give me the dirt. Let me find out for myself. Give me all the DNA.
You don't need that and you don't need a black light. Two things you can't bring into that place. Is that a black light? Can't bring it in here. No, sorry.
It's banned.
You don't want to see it. Trust me. You don't want to see it.
I wouldn't want to buy that property. That house was tacky.
People pay to go to Elvis's house. So you can open that up at some point and charge people $10 to go in and look at it.
Oh, that'd be the best Airbnb. Can you imagine you own the Playboy Mansion, you Airbnb it? That'd be awesome.
Oh, it's like $10 billion a night. You can actually have sex in a grotto.
I wonder how much it went for.
$10 million.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, 10
that's
million.
That's it?
That's what he paid for it.
No, that's what he paid for it, but is that what he sold it for?
Yeah. No. The new guy that bought it paid $10 million for it.
That's what I'm saying. That is...
Seems like a good deal.
No. You are wrong about that, my friend.
I wonder. It's either 10 that's, or...
No, it's $100 million.
Is it really?
Yes.
Did you just look it up?
I did.
It's $100 million? That's what he paid for it?
Yeah.
My favorite.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Excellent choice.
Only 7% of people can get through this quiz. Now, I think you and I together, we can nail this quiz. We don't know math, but let's see if we know random knowledge quiz.
Okay, I'm ready for this one.
All right, here you go. What is the rarest M&M color?
Ooh, the rarest M&M color
is red, blue, brown, orange, yellow, or green.
The one that they have the fewest, you mean,
yes.
in there?
red, blue, brown, orange, yellow, or green?
Well, do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking brown because that looks like poo.
I was thinking brown also, only because I was, okay, here's why. So my boyfriend brought home a big giant thing of M&Ms the other day, and I only wanted to eat the brown ones because I was afraid that if I ate the blue ones, my poo would turn blue. But
and
there
the
weren't a lot of brown ones.
Make you horny.
Yeah, the green ones make you horny.
Is it
and
the green
ones? The red ones give you cancer because red dye number
okay.
two. Yeah.
So we're going to say brown.
Brown.
We are correct.
Woohoo!
Wow, we got one right. Okay, what is the old name for a Snickers bar before it changed in 1990?
Wait, Snickers isn't called Snickers?
No, it was changed in 1990. Was it a Mars bar, Caramel Delight, Cocoa Surprise, or Marathon?
Okay, so a Marathon bar was just caramel and chocolate, so it wasn't Marathon. A Mars bar still exists, so it can't be a Mars bar.
Yeah, Mars bar had almonds, I think.
Do you mean 1890? 'Cause
no, this said 1990.
1990?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Snickers had another name, ever.
I didn't either. Mars bar, Cocoa Surprise, Caramel Delight, or Marathon.
Okay, I'm going to go with, you know what? I think that in the UK, it was called a Marathon bar. So I'm going to go with Marathon.
You're correct.
Yeah. You know what? We had Marathon bars here in New York. That was just caramel and chocolate. And I just remember that probably what it was called in the UK is different than what it was called here. So Marathon bar was my guess.
What is meteorology the study of? The sea? The weather, case studies, experimental studies.
The weather.
It's the weather.
Of course it's the weather.
Very good.
Every time,
okay.
Well, come on. Every time you watch the news, they're like, meteorologist, storm field.
Okay, you got it right. When was Nike founded? 1971, 1980, 2000, or 1978?
71.
71. I'm going to go with that. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get this one right, too. A verdict is a judgment, a decision, both a judgment and decision, or none of the above.
A verdict. A verdict is...
Is it a judgment, a decision,
or both? Yeah, I'm trying to think if it's a judgment and a decision. Well, it's definitely a decision.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a judgment? I am going to say it is, okay, the verdict in a case, when the jury has a verdict, it is a decision and a judge can overrule it. So it's probably just a decision and not a verdict, not a judgment.
Nope, it was both.
Judgment. Oh, it was both. Damn, I was going to say both.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What animal can be seen in the Porsche logo? Is it a goat, tiger, lion, or horse?
How am I supposed to know what a Porsche logo looks like? I'm poor. Ask me something that a Ford or a GMC truck has.
Ask me what Kia has. Okay, goat, tiger, lion, or horse? You got to pick one.
Horse.
All right, I'm going to go with... I want to say tiger. You were right. It's a horse. I thought that was only Ferrari.
I was thinking horse like horsepower.
Which planet is the hottest? The sun, Venus, Mars, or Jupiter?
It's the sun, but I was hoping you were going to say Uranus.
The sun's not a planet.
The sun's the hottest, though.
No, which planet is the hottest? I think the sun is a star.
Yeah, the sun is a star, but you put the sun on there. Oh, okay, wait, so it's a trick question, I see.
Yeah, which planet is the hottest?
Which planet?
The
sun,
Venus, Mars. The sun, Venus, Mars, Uranus, or Jupiter? I'll throw Uranus in there just for shits and giggles.
I don't know. Jupiter.
I'm going to say Venus. I was correct. Look at that. I'm brilliant.
I think Uranus is funnier. Uranus is hot.
Water has a pH level of -7, -2, -4, or -7.
Wait, say that slower.
Water has a pH level of -7, -2, -4, or -7.
No, whatever the highest one is. What is this? Is 7 the highest?
7 would be the highest.
Yeah, then 7.
Very good. I would have picked like -2.
Well, because you don't understand what pH level is.
What is the hardest rock? Metallica? No. Granite?
AC/DC.
Granite, limestone, marble, or diamond?
Diamond.
Diamond, yeah. Correct. Which horoscope is the sign of a crab?
Cancer.
Is it Cancer?
I think it's Cancer.
Cancer. Very good. In Mary Poppins, the Banks family lived on what street?
I have no idea.
Melody Drive, Cherry Tree Lane, Mistletoe Lane, or Action Street?
Cherry Tree Lane.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Out! Correct!
Wow. That was just a guess because it seemed like in when they wrote stuff back in the day, like olden times, that feels like the name of a lane they would have used.
What is the currency of Denmark? The krone, yen, euro, or rupee?
The currency of Denmark?
Yep.
Wait, currency of Denmark is the krone, but I thought they are also on the euro. They're not on the euro?
I guess not.
So okay, fine. Then it's the krone.
It's the krone. Very good. You do know all that crap. In ancient Greece, throwing an apple at someone was a declaration of what?
War.
Hate, love, marriage, or death? If I threw an apple at you, what do I want?
I guess war. Well, I said war, so I guess hate.
Hate. No, it's love.
If you throw an apple at somebody, you love them? Yeah. No. You throw an apple at me, it's war.
No, I think if you see a hot chick, you throw an apple at her, and she goes, ooh, he likes me.
I've been appled.
What blood type is the universal donor? Is it O negative, A positive, O positive, or B positive?
Universal blood type is, I think it's O.
Think back to House.
What are my O choices?
Negative, positive.
Yeesh. It's either O negative or O positive. I think O negative.
Very good.
Okay.
I knew it was O.
I just didn't know which O.
What does the R stand for in the movies? Rare, restricted, raw.
Restricted.
Restricted. Very good. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
RGBIV.
Huh?
RYGBIV. RYGBIV. 7.
6, 8, 7, or 9. You say 7. Very good.
7.
You won't know this.
No, well, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. RYGBIV.
How many bones do sharks have in their bodies? 1,000, 152, 2,300, or none?
I have no idea. This one's all you.
I'll say none. Correct. They have no bones.
So if I eat shark, I don't have to worry about cutting the bone out?
No, excellent. I guess not. What color is the Himalaya poppy flower? Is it yellow, blue, red, or purple?
Do people know this?
7% of people only got this whole thing right, so I don't think so. Himalaya poppy flower. What color is it? Yellow, blue, red, purple?
A poppy is red.
Go with red.
But wait, no, hang on. But blue. You should give me a chance. I was going to say the red is the obvious answer. That's not going to be it. It's going to be one of the other ones.
Arachnophobia is the fear of
Spiders.
Clowns. It's spiders.
Arachnophobia? Spiders.
I know, the movie. What? You know, you hate this question. What year did Titanic come out, the movie?
Some stupid year. Probably 1997.
Very good.
It was the year of all the terrible movies.
How many Earths could fit inside the sun? 3, 1,300, 3,000, or 1.3 million?
Well, the sun would burn them up, so it doesn't really matter. As you stick them in there, they're just going to turn into ash.
How many? The size. We're talking size here.
All right. What's the biggest number?
1.3 million.
Fine. That's the one I say.
You are correct. We got 18 out of 22. We scored better than 95% of all other quiz takers.
I know, but one of them you didn't let me, because the poppy thing, I was saying poppies are red, and so it's definitely not red, and then you're like, it's blue. You didn't give me a chance to like try that one.
It is blue, so I said red, just because you would have taken forever. So 95%, we did better than 95% of people.
All right, that's okay.
You know how we do it?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I have a list of celebrities that you are not going to believe are actually the same age. I was looking through this list. This really freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know who Paul Giamatti is?
Yeah.
He's in Billions and he was in Sideways and stuff like that. And,
he's,
you know, he looks
57.
About
57.
Paul Giamatti and Vin Diesel are the same age.
No, they are not.
They are the same age. They are both 53.
53.
Paul Giamatti is only 53. I'm sorry, Paul Giamatti. I know this is like probably insulting to you, but dude, you look 60.
When he played in Private Parts, he had to be 30.
He was pig vomit, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. He looked like he was 50. That poor guy.
I know. He has never looked young. Never, never. Here's two other women who are exactly the same age. Gwen Stefani is the same age as Kate Blanchett.
No.
Yeah.
52.
51.
51. Wow.
I mean, they both look amazing, but they're very, very different women. I mean, Gwen Stefani looks like she's 40, and Kate Blanchett looks her age, I think.
No, Gwen Stefani dressed up as Gwen Stefani when she was 20 and looked just like Gwen Stefani when she was 20.
I know. Same body, has not aged. I know.
Same body, same pants. She wore everything she wore back then.
Yeah. This one really freaked me out. Okay, you ready for this? Jay-Z and Matthew Perry are the same age. I mean, you've seen Matthew Perry lately, right? I mean, he's walking around looking like he has just given up on life. And Jay-Z has those really sexy dreads going on. I mean, Jay-Z looks amazing for Jay-Z, and he looks amazing for like any age. Like he's always going to be 44.
They have to be what, 56?
Jay-Z is 51. Matthew Perry allegedly is 51.
I don't believe Matthew Perry is 51.
I'm just telling you.
I think that's a lie.
51.
I think I think you got to add some years.
No. This is accurate. They're both 51.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian is the same age as your little girlfriend, Christina Ricci.
Really?
Yep.
Christina Ricci is always going to look 20 years old. Always, no matter what.
I know. It's interesting. She's a teeny weeny, so she does look very, very, very young. But Kim Kardashian still looks like she's in her 30s.
Yeah, they both look great for their age.
Yeah, no, it's pretty amazing. Ryan Gosling is the same age as Macaulay Culkin.
Well, have you seen Macaulay lately?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. They're only 40.
Yeah, he's not the kid. He's not whatever the kid from Home Alone is. No, he's not that kid anymore.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Here's another one that's going to freak you out. Serena Williams and Paris Hilton are the same age.
No.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Well, look what kind of shape she's in.
Which one?
Serena is just amazing shape. So,
yeah, they both just turned 40. I got to tell you, Serena Williams, again, always, whenever I look at her, I'm like, she's 28. You're like, no, yeah. that's She's not still 28. Paris Hilton, I think. Paris Hilton doesn't look 40 either. She does look good. They both look great for their age.
I still think of her as 23.
Yeah, they both look very young for their age. They're very young 40s, those two. Let's see, another one. Whoopi Goldberg, I don't know if you've seen her lately, is the same age as Kris Jenner.
See, Whoopi looks older.
Yes, but Whoopi has let herself look older, whereas Kris Jenner is fighting it every second, every step of the way. They're both 66. It's crazy. Like, Kris Jenner's had so much work done, and Whoopi Goldberg is not one of those stars that likes to have anything done. I'd be shocked if she has ever even had Botox.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but she's been on our radar for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
She was in movies and comedy, and she seems like she's been around a lot longer than 66 years.
Yeah, no, it's true. This next one is going to freak you out. Shaquille O'Neal and Eminem are the same age.
No.
Yes.
Because Eminem is 49.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Shaquille is 49.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the same age.
See, Eminem to me is always going to be 25.
Yeah.
I can't deal with Eminem being 50 years old. I can't. I can deal with Shaquille being 50. That's fine with me.
I think it's interesting, the celebrities that embrace plastic surgery or Botox or facelifts and stuff like that versus the ones that don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, sometimes the ones that don't end up looking a little bit better. Like Keith Urban and Will Ferrell are both 54. And while Keith Urban still looks amazing,
he's had a lot of work.
He's had a lot of work done. Exactly. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he really looks like he's had a lot of work done. Whereas Will Ferrell looks like a 54-year-old dude. Like, he looks like a normal, like, if you saw him on the street, you'd never be like, that's Will Ferrell.
They're not freaks of people just like you and me.
You're right.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You guys suck.
After tomorrow, the Christmas music begins everywhere you go.
I know.
And I can't stand Christmas music. And it's not because it's Christmas music. It's because we spent so much time in radio that we were just bombarded with it.
Right. That's a big thing in radio. Like, who started Christmas music first? Who's still playing Christmas music after Christmas? It's a big conversation that we have. And we do know that any station that's playing Christmas music, they're the ones that do the best in the ratings. And it's not because it's good. It's because it's easy for, like, a nail salon to just put that on the background.
Or Walmart or Target.
Right. Exactly. They just put it on the background, and that's how they get their ratings. Not from people wanting to listen, but from people accidentally listening.
Right. But here's a new song that just came out from Meghan Trainor. So she did White Christmas.
Ooh.
So it's a duet. So you have to tell me who the duet is with.
Okay.
Let me see how good you are by knowing this guy.
Okay. She's so good.
She is. And she looks fantastic in this photo that they shot for it. She's a little wacky with the two toilets and the one bathroom.
Yeah, that she and her husband poop next to each other. Yeah.
Right. And
which now I can't unknow that. Like, as I listen to this song, I'm thinking, is she sitting on the toilet and singing?
Or she came up with the idea to do this song while she's on the toilet, and she brought it up with her husband who's next to her.
Right. The two of them are sitting there pooping together going, so I had this idea.
White Christmas. Yeah. I mean, look how much money Mariah Carey makes during Christmas. Why don't you do a Christmas song?
Yeah, get on that. Well, hang on. I got flush.
So here you go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
Wait, is this the original White Christmas? Is Bing Crosby?
No.
It's not?
No. It's somebody you know.
It's somebody I know personally?
Not personally, but you're familiar with him.
In the snow.
Is it an actual singer?
No.
Is it an actor?
Somewhat.
Wait. Seth MacFarlane?
How did you guess that?
Because for a second there, I heard Brian Griffin.
That's Brian.
He was trying to do his voice really low like this. And I was like, is this the original? You know, when they do, when they bring back like the way Nat King Cole and right. his daughter, Natalie Cole, did, you know. That's who I thought it was at first. But then I was like, wait, that's Brian Griffin. How did those two become friends?
I don't know what they said to do this.
I want to know the history of this.
See, when I first saw it, they sent me an email with the song, the record mm-hmm. company, and it said White Christmas with Meghan Trainor and Seth MacFarlane. And I said, this is going to be brilliant if he does it as Stewie and if he does it as Brian, if he does it as, you know, that would be brilliant. But no, he did it as Seth MacFarlane.
Well, of course, because he can't do it as a character. But although he, you know, the problem is he sounds too much like. He is Brian Griffin. So that was Brian singing. That was the only giveaway.
I know, but if he would have did it as Brian, it would have been brilliant.
I think that was Brian. That's my point. That's why when I listened to it, I was like, wait a minute, that's Brian.
Is he an actor? Kind of. I mean, you've heard his voice a gazillion times.
Yeah, I really listened hard.
Yeah, that just blew me away because he's way over singing that.
Well, I think that they're climbing the charts. I think the song is doing actually really well. Okay, so here's what happened, because I had to get to the history of this. I was like, how did these two? Apparently, Meghan Trainor and Seth MacFarlane were at an event together at the Grove, which is, I don't know if you know LA very well, but it's basically this music venue in California. So that's where they were. And Seth MacFarlane said, will you do a duet with me? And they sang A Christmas. She pulled out her ukulele and they basically sang a song together, and they thought, wow, we have this connection. Maybe he's going to say yes if I say we should actually do this together and record something. So she was like, you want to do this for real? And he was like, sure.
Wow. Just blows me away. I mean, I want him to go back and do it as Peter and do a different version. Because this is still my favorite Christmas song.
Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flamethrower whoppers. I whip paper heads. Would you like an apple pie with that?
That's my favorite Christmas song. So if he did it as Peter, that would have been brilliant.
Now he has two Christmas songs.
But this one still.
Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries it done. I gotta run.
I need to hear this on the radio immediately.
Don't touch the fries in hot fat. It really hurts bad. And so do skin grafts.
Oh, my God. I wish we were still doing music radio. I would make you play this.
Every night.
Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Ding, fries it done. Ding, fries are done.
Beautiful. Merry Christmas, everybody. Take this
back.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I grew up in a household. I don't know if I've told you guys this about my mom, my stepfather, who I refer to as my dad.
Right.
He is always been really into health food. So I grew up in a family where a snack was a vitamin.
Because he's a doctor.
Yeah, he's a doctor. And right. No, but he left regular medicine to go do holistic medicine, which is like vitamins and stuff like that. So I grew up where, you know, the only snack I had was a yogurt pop.
He went from a doctor to a witch doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. So when he became a witch doctor, it was all, everything was organic. Everything was healthy. Everything was vitamins. There was no candy.
Spells.
I didn't see candy or sugar until I first left the home, until I first went to college. I didn't know. I'd never seen a Twinkie.
See, for you, it was the freshman 50 then, I bet.
Oh.
When you got away from your parents.
Oh, Chad, what are you talking about? At least 50.
instead of the freshman 15.
Yeah, no. I mean, I left my home. The first thing I did when I got away from my parents was eat.
eat. I ate stuff I've never eaten before. I've always wondered. I see the commercial for the hostess this and the hostess that. What is a hostess this and that?
Well, and when you go to the lunch, you know, at college, when you go to the lunchroom, it's, you know, you can eat as much as you want.
It's all you can eat.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I've got a question, though. When you started eating the food that's not good for you, did you start feeling like more sluggish?
No.
Really?
I was thrilled.
She was 18. Your body will
do anything. Yeah, your body will do anything.
I was so happy to be trying new. You know, maybe, Heidi, maybe it could have been the drugs, but I think it was probably the food.
It was the sugar high. You couldn't come down.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
And, you know, I guess with a hangover, you can't tell the difference of what.
Yeah, it's very true. Although, you know, here's the thing. Here's how they ruined me. Because when I got to the cafeteria, the mess hall, whatever they call it in school,
mess hall.
What is it called?
I think the cafeteria.
The cafeteria.
Lunchroom.
You know, where you can you put your little card
KP.
In. KP. When I was on KP duty at school, yeah.
Now at the University of Maryland, did they have turtle for every meal?
First of all, terrapin. Okay.
Same
let's,
thing.
Let's get that right. Terrapin.
Right.
And just so you guys know, everybody can stop yelling at me. Just because I went to University of Maryland, I don't give two darns about the basketball team.
Okay.
No, you don't understand. People are walking around going, you know, showing me their Tar Heels t-shirt or whatever. They're going, heels, B-word. Like, I don't care. I don't even know. I dated the lacrosse players. If it's a lacrosse thing and there's a guy, point him out. But other than that, I don't care about sports.
You have no school spirit?
Well, just because I went to Maryland doesn't mean I have anything to do with the sports.
Well, you went to 17 different colleges.
Right, just pick one.
No, well, I'm mostly Maryland. Mm.
No, you went to Maryland and Cornell and Fordham and Harvard and Yale and
no, I went to
Stanford.
Harvard. I went to Harvard for a weekend to visit a guy I was dating.
Well,
that's
yeah.
all.
That's what we say. You went there.
I physically went there.
Oxford,
I took a train
Cambridge.
There. I took a train there and spent the weekend and then came home.
Okay, so the
slippery
minute,
rock.
The minute you got away from your parents, you ate.
I ate. And here's the thing. When I first got to the, what do we say, cafeteria we're calling it?
KP.
When I first got to KP duty, here's how they poisoned my brain. I had salad. There was a salad bar there. And I would get these big gobs of salad. And for me, you know, when I was growing up, like, I wasn't allowed to have, like, I don't know, ranch dressing and blue cheese dressing. So I thought putting ranch and blue cheese on salad, to me, that was spoiling myself. Well, my roommate was from Silver Spring, Maryland, and she was like, oh, lady, you got a lot to learn. So she took
me. She was putting Hershey Kisses on her salad.
Pretty, are you kidding me? Whipped cream. Yeah, we were having Sundays for
chocolate
breakfast.
Chocolate syrup.
Yeah, chocolate syrup for breakfast. It was so she learned me. She learned me a thing or two. And for the first time in my life in college, I had all those snackies that I'd never had before. And I've never looked back because my butt's back there and I don't want to see it. That's why. That's why I don't look back. I just keep looking forward. But what's the first thing that you did when you got away from your parents? 877-6-COOPER is the number. How about you guys? What's the first thing you guys did when you first got away from your parents?
Well, we were on vacation. I was actually on vacation with my parents, but I broke away with my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up in a store, and I always wanted to get my ear pierced.
Oh, no.
But my mom would never let me do it.
How old were you?
12. 11 or 12, something
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she would never let me do it. I always wanted to do it. So we go into a store by ourselves, and it said free ear piercing by the earring or whatever it was.
No.
They had the gun. So I was like, oh, yeah. How much is that? It was $10, whatever it was. So the lady, she didn't even come out from around the counter. She just reached over the counter. This is in Tampa. Over the counter with the gun. And the minute she put the gun on my ear, my mom walks in the door.
Of the store?
Of the store.
No.
And then pop. Drop it!
Oh, too late.
Too late. The minute the door opened, it went pop. And that was it.
Did your mom pop a cap in her butt?
Oh, she was so mad.
Because don't you have to legally be 18?
Yeah, you
without
do.
Without parental consent?
Yeah, she was so mad. But the lady wouldn't even come around the counter to check my ID, let alone anything like that. She reached over the counter.
Let alone sterilize anything.
Right,
oh,
or mark
gross.
It where it should go or
yeah.
whatever.
That's gross. I mean, that she didn't like sterilize anything.
Well, I don't know if she did or not. It happened so quick. But the rest of the vacation, I can't believe you did that. It, you know, wait till your stepfather sees you. Da, 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 da.
But let me ask you something. Don't you have to be a certain age? How can they legally just mark you like that?
They can't legally.
Oh, they can't.
Yeah, it was the 80s, though.
It was the 80s. And
it was a reckless time.
And I probably went in there and went, how you doing?
Little 12-year-old Anthony.
12-year-old Anthony was even hot back then.
How much is the earring?
With his $5
pants. I'll give you 10.
Okay, so now, what's the first thing you did when you got away from your parents? 877-6-COOPER. Hey, Tim, what's the first thing you did?
I know you guys are having fun with this, but the first thing I did was pay bills.
No, you did not.
I did. I moved out of my parents' house when I was 19 with my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and the first thing I did was pay bills. I had to pay security deposits for this, that, the other. Mm. I had to pay security for Duke Power, and you know what? It was fun. It was fun, you know, the underage, how can you say that?
Cohabitation?
Getting drunk. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Underage consumption.
Yeah.
Consumption of illegal beverages or however. And, that was fun, but then it wasn't fun paying for it, and then it wasn't fun paying the bills and paying the apartment complex fees for people being over drinking, and, it was fun, but...
It never gets fun, Tim.
Boy, what? Tim, you were one responsible kid because you were supposed to renege on your rent. You were supposed to have lots of roommates come and crash that never paid anything. You were supposed to tear the place apart.
Right.
You were a good kid.
I was when I moved out, not when I lived with them.
Are you rebelling now?
No, I have a daughter. I can't rebel.
No.
Oh. So. Well, I sure hope she doesn't.
Me too.
Because she's going to do it for the two of you. Well, good for you, Tim. Thank you. Well, so Tim moved out and started paying bills.
Yep.
Not partying, not getting drunk, not eating Twinkies and ho-hos. Doing the responsible thing.
And you always have to do it the rest of your life.
It's true. Okay, now, Mark, the first thing you did when you got away from your parents, what'd you do?
Oh, my goodness. I had my girlfriend stay over with me. I mean, the first day. I mean... My mom and my brother and my dad had just helped me move into the place,
mm-hmm.
and as they were driving off, she was driving up.
And do you remember that moment, like when she slept over and you woke up in the morning and there were no parents?
Oh, it was excellent. It was excellent.
Yeah.
And she thought it was funny because she had been on her own for about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. She was in her 50s.
Like, yeah.
Cougar.
And we had always gone to her place.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm not going to move in with her. Mm. I want a place of my own. I want my own little bachelor pad.
Smart.
And, I got my place, that day the cable guy came in and of course, I wasn't allowed. I mean, my parents were very, very Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of getting the regular channels, I got all the regular channels and Cinemax.
Whoa! I love how Cinemax was radical.
Skinemax.
Skinemax.
Hard R movies late at night.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So I had that, and I had the girlfriend over, and, alcohol all over the place, and beer, and, and I didn't have to worry about my parents until 2 days later.
Uh-oh.
When my mom decides she was going to show up at 7:30 in the morning.
The pop-in.
Unannounced, she didn't call
to
nothing.
To see how you're doing.
To see how I was doing.
Well, apparently you were doing great.
Well, 10 minutes before, I was doing excellent.
Was the girlfriend there when she showed up?
Yes.
Oh. Was the alcohol on the floor when she showed up?
No, we were on the floor.
Oh, Mark.
She didn't have her own spare key, did she?
No, she did not.
Okay,
oh, good. Okay.
But after 5 minutes and opened the door and she walked in and she was like, we need to talk. I was like, I'm 22.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to talk.
Yeah,
we don't need to talk.
Yeah, we do need to talk about boundaries, about you not popping in at 7:30 in the morning. That's what we need to talk about.
I am 6'1". My mom is 5'2". To this day. I am still scared of this woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so you didn't beat her up or anything?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not even close. I am still scared of this mother. I'm scared of my mom so much.
Did you end up moving back with your parents, or did it work out?
Oh, it worked out. Okay. I actually moved away, and that was the last
I love that was your response. I got to get far away from this neighborhood. I got to get somewhere she can't drive and pop in.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 hours away from where they live now. So
good for you.
That's great, Mark.
That's a perfect distance.
That's a perfect distance,
they can't do the pop-in,
yeah.
But if you really need to see him, it's not that far
it's
of a drive.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's really smart. Yeah, 2 hours is about right. I had the same thing, though, when I first got my first apartment. I got it about like 3 blocks from my parents, and they would stop over all the time. I
just
had no
in the
privacy.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, making sure I had food. She'd bring up groceries. She always came with a gift, because that way she knew I'd let her in, you know. And then I said, I can't with this anymore. So I moved to a completely different neighborhood, which she never goes to, where it was, you know, she still thinks it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I knew she wasn't heading down there.
Hell's Kitchen?
No, I moved to the
Jersey.
Mean streets of Greenwich Village. And she was all the way in the Upper West Side, which, if you know New York City, it doesn't sound like it's that far away, but it's worlds away. And not only did she never pop in, she actually never came to visit me. I always had to go up there. So it was perfect. I got away.
That's like 40 minutes on the subway. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's a lot for a mom.
That's almost a week for parents.
That's a lot for a mom to grab a lamp and drag a lamp down there, you know. Hi, Beth.
Hello, Cooper.
Now, Beth, what's the first thing you did when you got away from your parents?
I didn't really have to hide very much.
Mm.
But the one thing that I loved and they hated was burning incense. So, granted, I stocked up.
That's interesting. And they didn't like the smell of it. They didn't like the... What is it they didn't like?
Yeah, they just, I guess, aren't into scents.
Which ones do you... We burn incense at my house. What do you do? Which ones do you like?
Nag Champa, for sure.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We do frankincense. We do a little myrrh. No, we do frankincense and we do the Egyptian musk. I like those.
Yeah. Nice.
That's
good.
Cool.
I like all those oils, but yeah.
So you still burn it?
And of course, I've layered my music. See what?
Do you still burn the incense now?
Oh, yeah. I'd be burning it in the car right now.
So do you burn the incense to cover up other smells, or do you just like the smell of it?
you know, it's been known to do that.
Yeah, it's very good for that. Because we burn incense because we got Smokey Smokerson, who smokes, you know, his smoke comes in. And then, look, let's face it, my husband's poo stinks.
Oh.
It does. He's a boy. He's smelly.
That's what matches are for.
No, I'm telling you, the matches don't do it. We need the incense. Believe me, Beth.
Oh, man. Scary.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks.
Thank
what? What are you moaning about over there? And there's your song, Beth. Sorry, we're late on your song. Okay, so what's the first thing you did when you got away from your parents? How about you, Samantha?
Hello?
Hi, sorry.
No, it's okay. I decided to run off to a foreign country and get married.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, wait a minute. So what foreign country? And did
Illinois?
You have, was there was there already a guy involved that you found one when you got there? Wait, tell me the story.
Well, I had kind of been dating him for like, I would say 2 or 3 months before.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened and he couldn't renew his visa, so he had to go back.
Mm.
So this was probably a month and a half after I graduated, and I was still living with my parents because I was scheduled to go to college. Like, we had already paid tuition, and I had already met my roommate, had our colors picked out for our dorm room.
That's how you know you really bonded.
Colors? Who picks out colors for dorm rooms?
Women!
Yeah, we were going to win the dorm room decorating contest.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it was a big competition, so shut up over there.
That's
Mr.
right.
13th grade.
Yeah, and then he just kind of asked me to go, and I said, okay. And he's like, okay, I'll get you a plane ticket. And I was like, okay, I got a passport. Let's go.
Wow. So what country?
Macedonia.
Wow, you got on a plane, flew to Macedonia, and married a guy?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely, at the time, I thought it was really cool, and I was bragging about it, and my parents were in utter shock.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think they'd be in just a little bit of a shock. Well, mostly because they couldn't come to the wedding.
Absolutely.
Are you still married to the guy from Macedonia?
No, unfortunately we're not.
Oh, no.
You don't stay married to a guy you jump on a plane to marry, Chad. That's your starter marriage.
How long did it last?
Well, it lasted about a year. And I came back and he couldn't get his papers straight and I was just tired of waiting. I figured I was too young to wait and I just went off with my other options.
But good for you. You have an exciting story to tell.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, absolutely. I have. He calls every out of the blue from a different phone number every once in a while just to check on me and see how I'm doing. And we still have a great, I guess, friend relationship.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, so he's a nice guy, great guy. It just wasn't working out for either of us. Plus, he was 14 years older than me.
Wow.
So. And for those that are geographically challenged, like Anthony, explain where Macedonia is.
It actually used to be the former Republic of Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
And the name got changed after the war over
there. Transylvania.
yes, Anthony. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it near Canada?
No, it's
a little further away than that.
Miles away, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where it is.
Thank you, Samantha. That's some story.
It's not near Canada?
No, not really.
If Canada's here, Chad, where would it be over here?
It would be, no, the other
a
way.
A little further away.
It would
yeah.
be over
that
here.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, and keep going.
Right.
About another couple thousand
miles. So that's
miles.
Australia. If Canada's here, this is Australia.
No, Australia's the other way.
Australia's over here?
Yeah.
Then what's over here?
Europe.
See, you get a geography lesson as well here.
Mm. I'm still confused.
You're learning something. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Or as we say in Long Island, hi, Joni. So, well, Joni, what's the first thing you did when you got away from your parents?
Well, I'm kind of like you. I got addicted to shopping. Shoes especially.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a really, really small town, and we had no place to shop. We got, you know, an outfit for Christmas, and that was it. We wore whatever, you know, got put in front of us. And so I moved away to what I considered the big city the day I graduated from high school. And unfortunately, I went shopping to Lazarus.
Uh-huh.
And got addicted to Sabika shoes.
Oh.
I don't know if you know Sabika's. In the 70s, they were the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so poor. My apartment was only $87 a month, but I had charged up hundreds and hundreds of dollars of shoes. And it took me like 4 years to pay off my credit card.
Oh, no.
And to this day, I still have that credit card. I was determined to pay it off, but I had just hundreds of dollars worth of shoes. And I had no clothes hardly, but every day I would wear a different pair of shoes.
I know the feeling. I mean, you got to. That's the way to be a woman. Do you remember the first time you put on your first pair of high heels?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a feeling of freedom.
She wouldn't let me get go-go boots because she said the heel was too high. It was like a fourth of an inch.
Oh, my.
So I was in heaven.
That's like training wheels.
That's
fourth
right.
of an inch. Please. I was doing that when I was four.
So to this day, I have hundreds of pairs of shoes. I still have a lot of the pairs that I got when I was 18, and I'm almost 50 now. So.
See, but that says a lot about those shoes and how good they were, because they were
that's
so
right.
well made. You can still see that's the value of buying very good shoes, because look at how long you have them.
Yeah, because I wouldn't even buy groceries. You know, I didn't have anything to eat. No, I bought my furniture at Goodwill,
mm-hmm.
and you know that kind of stuff. But I had to have those shoes.
I
never
understand.
Told my parents.
You and I are sisters to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Speaking her language, you are.
That's true. Thank you, Yoda. hi, Don.
Hello to my 107.9 family.
Hello, Don. Now, Don, what did you do when you first got away from your parents?
Well, it wasn't me. I moved my wife away from her parents.
Oh.
I had a Harley. Anthony, this is for you. Pay attention, brother.
All right. I'm listening.
All right. I used to keep my bike. It was wintertime up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Keep my bike in the living room. And every time the in-laws would pop over and visit, I'd just fire up the bike and let it sit there and go, and every now and then throttle it out. And they would leave very quickly.
Brilliant.
Clever.
Oh,
this is good.
Then we moved 750 miles away, so now they're getting old and stuff, so I ain't got to worry about them coming down here to visit with me.
But they couldn't say anything because it was your house. You can do whatever
and
you want
Harley.
To.
And your Harley.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, man, just think about it. The fumes and the loud mufflers.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's definitely an in-law away.
Yeah. I'm writing
that
down.
You know they still think about me today.
Whenever they smell gas fumes, they go, oh, Don.
I bet they think about it when they hear a Harley roar across the
street. I'm sure.
You still have the bike?
All right, guys.
All right. He didn't hear me.
Yeah, well, I know that he...
From riding that Harley all these years.
That's
it lost his hearing.
Oh, yeah. See, that one.
And we have to have the update on you and your Harley, by the way.
That will be tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow we'll have an update on you and your Harley.
Yeah, not today.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, a lot of us, we got away from our parents and we did all kinds of wacky things, but I can't imagine anything wackier than what Connie might have done.
Hey, guys.
Connie, how wacky when you got away from your dad?
My dad was a preacher.
No.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And so the first thing I did was stay out past 11 o'clock. And I went wide open, too. I hit every nightclub. I tasted my first beer. I went crazy.
And is it true what they say about a preacher's daughter? Did you really, I mean, it was because he was a preacher that you absolutely rebelled against it?
Yes, ma'am.
Interesting.
Oh, and I love my daddy now, but I'm telling you what, he was strict, couldn't go to dances. Mom had to sneak me out so I could go to the prom.
Wow, he didn't want you to go to the prom?
No, they don't believe in dancing.
Wow, that's like Footloose.
No, exactly. That's exactly what it was like. Now, listen, I gave up my joke tonight just to call in because I had to answer that question.
Oh, thank you. No, but we still want your joke.
Yeah, well, give us the joke.
Oh, I can't give it to you now.
Okay, well, you think about it, and we'll be happy to talk to you
again. Well, I mean, I have the joke, but...
Tell us the joke. Come on, Connie.
It's illegal.
Oh.
If I tell you now...
No, yeah, it's not illegal.
Okay. Y'all are so crazy. Anyway, there are two old rednecks riding in a car.
Right.
And they see a sign that says, pull in here, get gas, fill up gas tank, and get free sex. So they go, oh, man, let's go in there. So they fill up their tank. They go in. The man says, you got to pick a number between 1 and 10. They go, okay, 6. He said, no, you didn't win. So they get in the car and head back out, and they're going down the road. And one guy goes, you know, I reckon I think that's just a scam. Another guy said, no, it's for real. My wife won twice last week.
This from a preacher's daughter. Thank you, Connie. Thank you.
Wow.
Now, Skyla, you know what we're talking about here. You leave your parents' house. There's a bunch of stuff you've always wanted to do, and you finally do it, right?
See, I was smart. I didn't want to work while I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I did actually two things to raise money. I had a good friend of mine whose dad lived in Germany, mm-hmm. and he got child support, only the child support got paid out to him, like $1,000 every month.
Oh, straight to him as the child instead of through his mom?
Straight to him. He had a bank account where it got deposited every month.
God, that's
great. So what we would do is we knew this girl who was 21. We were like 18 and 17 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't particularly like her, but she was old enough to buy alcohol. So we
well, that's a good reason to like her.
Yeah, we would give her the money and let her hang with us if she would go buy us alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So his mom was hardly ever home. She worked third shift and she'd stay over with her boyfriend on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we would throw these ridiculous parties. And the people we didn't like or, you know, didn't really know, we'd charge them admission. If they couldn't pay, like we'd make them clean our cars or clean up the house or do something like that.
Wow.
So we made money off the people we didn't like. And then I was in college at the time, although I was hardly ever at my dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
But me and this guy actually downstairs lucked out and didn't end up with roommates. Our roommates didn't show up.
Oh, wow.
And I went to this school that was kind of like, oh, it was a little private college and... You know, the cafeteria was hardly ever open. The store was hardly ever open. So what we would do is we would get our money together. Like, the first time we did it, we went and blew $300 at Sam's Club. And we bought, like, the Sam's Club drinks and the Sam's Club chips and candy. And we bought, and he had a little mini grill, so we bought hamburgers and hot dogs and, mm-hmm. like, Hot Pockets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we also bought cigarettes. And we'd sell them by the pack, by the half the pack, by the cigarettes.
Out of your
Brilliant.
Single rooms. Oh, my
yes.
gosh, that's so smart.
Store. We had a store going. And, you know, we charged people, like, exorbitant prices for all this stuff we got ridiculously cheap.
And they'd pay it because, you know, they're college
kids.
And, yeah, it's convenient.
Yeah, they couldn't get to the store. Or, you know, a lot of them were from out of state. And, I was from 30 minutes up the road. But a
right.
lot of these kids didn't have cars down there. So they couldn't mm-hmm. go out to do things. They couldn't go out to get cigarettes or alcohol or whatever they wanted.
Right.
So, you know, we test an open-door policy. If you showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning, as long as you had money, we let you in.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I got to know, what do you do now for a living?
I am actually in sales.
Imagine that.
See, now that's why you went to college. It gave you an education.
Exactly.
You understand sales. You understand marketing.
I bet she's great at it.
I bet she's great at it. I know, as she was talking, I was thinking, I don't smoke. I want to buy cigarettes from her.
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. I'm going to call her at 2. See if she still has that policy now. Hi, Betty.
Hello.
Now, Betty, what's the first thing you did when you got away from your parents?
I ate sardines.
You did? That was your rebellion?
I had never been allowed to eat sardines because they're packed whole. So I had my first sardines, and I thought it was the best thing I'd ever tasted. I ate them every day for a week.
And wait a second. So why did your parents not approve of sardines?
Sardines are packed whole. They have their insides in them. They're, you know,
oh, I see.
But now I probably don't average one every 6 months. But then that was just like the ultimate forbidden fruit.
I love it. So you and I both did the same thing. As soon as we got away from our parents, we ate stuff.
Yeah, and stayed out late at night. You know, I'd look at the clock, and it was 11:30, and it was just, ooh, it was such a thrill that I was out.
11:30 eating sardines on a school night.
Party.
Woo. Wow, Betty. You're out of control.
I'm telling you.
Wild child.
I love it. I love it. That's Betty's way to rebel. Ebony, don't you tell me that you ate tuna fish.
No, I'm not going to tell you I ate tuna fish.
Okay, so now what did you do when you got away from your parents?
Okay, first of all, you know, I grew up in the Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't know, you know now. So the day after graduation, I boarded a plane. I flew to New York. I cut off my hair. I put 3 piercings in each ear.
Whoa.
I started smoking. And I completely forgot about this. I had a guy friend in New York, and he had just graduated college maybe a year. He was a college graduate, so you know I'm a high school graduate. I'm thinking this is awesome. So I met him at the building where he worked and got to know him in an empty office. So, yeah, I took off my Bible belt and put on my whore hat.
Ebony.
I love it. I've never heard it phrased that way. That's perfect. Took off my Bible belt and put on my whore hat. I'm with you.
Yeah. I rebelled. It was like everything I was told I could not do, I just did it. And my hair was like a step up from Telly Savalas.
Wow. That's cool. That's cool. Who loves you, baby?
Yeah.
That's cool. What a cool chick. I thought I was something eating Twinkies.
No.
Man.
She's got you beat.
She really does. Well, the reason I couldn't put on a Bible belt is because I was too fat. Couldn't fit it. Couldn't fit around my Twinkie stomach.
But the hat fit you well.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Because I went from north to south. I was down south. Went into the Bible belt. Couldn't put it on.
Right.